The Senate is expected to pass a resolution today apologizing to African Americans for failing to pass anti-lynching legislation. NPR's Charles Edwards reports.
The best estimates are that roughly 4,500 people, mostly blacks, were lynched in the U.S. from the late 1800s to the early 1950s. Southern states often refused to prosecute anyone for the crimes, and when they did, the accused were almost never convicted. Since African Americans couldn't get justice at the state level, they sought help from the federal government. Before 1952, seven presidents had asked Congress to make lynching a federal crime. One of the most vocal was Harry Truman, who made a strong case for civil rights legislation in speeches like this one in 1947 to the NAACP.
We cannot any longer await the growth of a will to action in the slowest state or the most backward community. Our national government must show the way.
Like other presidents with other civil rights bills, Truman watched as his efforts died in the Senate at the hands of members of his own party, Democrats from the South. Robert Dalek is a presidential historian.
There was so much anxiety on the part of these Southern legislators that if an anti-lynching bill passed, it could be a prelude then to the kinds of civil rights laws that were passed in 57, 64, and 65, and then again in 68 when you get an open housing law. So they see this as a entering wedge.
Civil rights laws in the 1960s did give the federal government authority over a broad range of civil rights crimes, including lynching. But the Senate never did pass an anti-lynching bill. Now, two senators are trying to make up for lost time. Virginia Republican George Allen and Louisiana Democrat Mary Landrieu, who says an apology is long overdue.
This resolution attempts to make at least one step, an apology, recognizing it was a failing of the Senate to not adopt such legislation and hopefully to lay some additional groundwork down for healing and racial reconciliation.
Landrieu says she realized an apology was necessary after looking at a traveling exhibit of lynching photographs. One of those lynched in the pictures was Anthony Crawford, a South Carolina farmer. His great-great-granddaughter, Doria D. Johnson, says she'll be on hand today when the Senate votes.
It's significant that the United States Senate here in 2005 would turn around and say, you know what, we're sorry. We probably could have done something about this, and we did not, and we apologize.
However, some say the resolution is too little, too late. Representative Mel Watt, a Democrat from North Carolina, chairs the Congressional Black Caucus.
It really does nothing substantive to compensate the victims or their families. And to overstate the value of this, I think, would be a real mistake.
Watt applauds the apology, but questions the timing. Today's vote comes on the heels of the Senate's confirmation of two appellate court judges. The Black Caucus had opposed both for their conservative views. Senator Allen, a Virginia Republican, says this resolution is not about the present.
This is not the point. The point is that the Senate could have acted in those days. The Senate is now acting today in apology. And for those who would want more, that's certainly within their rights, but that's not the point of this resolution.
The bipartisan resolution has more than 50 co-sponsors and is expected to pass when the Senate votes later today. Charles Edwards, NPR News, Washington.